This is KUT. The Austin Independent School Board voted last night to move forward with a renovation project at Norman Elementary School. But as KUT's Claire McInerney reports, this could mean the consolidation of two East Austin schools.
When voters approved the AISD bond in November, they gave the district the go-ahead on various projects around the district. One of these projects includes Norman and Sims Elementaries in East Austin. Both are seeing a decline in enrollment, and it's expensive for the district to keep two under-enrolled schools open. So within the bond, the district formed a solution to this problem. One of these schools would get a $25 million renovation that would make it a state-of-the-art school. While these renovations are happening over the course of 2 years, the kids from both schools would combine at the other building. After the renovation is complete, the board will decide whether to keep the schools separate or consolidate into one. It would depend on enrollment for the two schools. Last night, the board voted to renovate Norman Elementary, which means Sims will be the school temporarily housing all students. During the meeting's public comment time, Allison Thomason Bramley shared a common criticism that this plan was not explained to parents and staff.
There has been a lack of transparency and communication in this process. No documents regarding the Norman Sims Modernization Project planning team meetings were shared publicly until February 13th.
Other people, such as Reedy Spigner, asked the board to not just modernize one of the buildings.
I think all community members want both schools to receive resources that would increase education for all.
Before the board voted to move forward with the process, board member Ted Gordon expressed some concerns. He said he's in favor of investing money in a school that needs it, especially in East Austin, where schools historically haven't gotten those kinds of resources. But he asked Superintendent Paul Cruz a question that explained the fears of many in these school communities.
So what I'd like to know is, if we vote to modernize a school tonight, whether that automatically condemns a school that's not modernized.
The board won't decide the future of Sims Elementary until December of 2019, when construction at Norman is complete. Superintendent Paul Cruz committed to the board to have better and more regular communication around the project going forward. Claire McInerney, KUT News.